counts. All right. Today's episode is brought to you by non sequiturs. If you start a show with a non sequitur, is it still a non sequitur? It's a very good question. And now your host, Catelyn Hamilton.
You're listening to River West Radio. This is Life is Awkward. We have our second returning, well, I guess it'd be first returning second guest.
Try it again.
Portal girl.
Try that again.
Our first returning guest.
Yeah, it's our second time here.
Yeah, second time here. So I was like second, first.
Yeah.
First, second.
All of them.
All the above.
Portal girl. So it's like, yeah, I embody all of those times.
So what's new? Oh, with you this time around?
Everything. Nothing. I moved back from San Diego land like a month ago, maybe a little longer. I don't know. Time is weird. Time is awkward.
Well, yeah, let's just give a recap of what we kind of talked about last time you were here.
Oh, God.
If you remember, kind of like different dimensions.
Yeah, different dimensions and portals and everything happening at the same time, past, present, and future. I think we talked about that maybe.
Hey, yeah. Portal girl.
So you went to San Diego in a portal and now you're back here.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know if I'm the same person. The other me might have been lost in a portal, honestly.
It's still out there somewhere.
Yeah,
in the
living
abyss.
In San Diego.
Yeah, your spirit.
You know what I learned about quicksand?
Ooh.
That it's... No, go ahead.
No, like, you know how, like, you're not supposed to flail well, like, yeah, when you're going in quicksand, but it actually, like, if you stay, like, calm and still and breathe, it'll start to push you back up.
Yeah.
It won't push you, like... I didn't know this, but it doesn't push you, like, completely back up. And, like, hopefully you have someone else there to, like, grab you. Otherwise, you probably will sink.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah. Like, I didn't realize, like, if you were calm, like, it actually pushes you back up.
I didn't realize that either. I thought it just, like, stopped the sinking.
I know, but if you struggle, it makes it worse.
Well, yeah. Then you'll
you just sink
what
later.
What a great metaphor for life.
Yeah. Basically.
Honestly. Like, I was telling you, like, don't stress about things. There's no reason to stress about anything. It will literally just hurt you. It doesn't help anything. It just hurts,
like,
you.
Makes you flail more in quicksand.
Yes, yes. And then you sink even further into your own abyss, into your own portal, and that's not a portal you want to go into. Mm-hmm. Which is why you're stressing about it, which is, like, kind of
right, counteractive.
Yes, exactly.
I used to say the same thing about you approach life like your brain is in, like, a Chinese finger trap. Mm-hmm. So the harder you pull, the tighter the grip.
Portals, guys.
Portals.
It all is portals.
Round of applause.
For portals?
Yeah, for me.
Okay.
Says the narcissist.
Oh, well, it's all about, I mean, considering you're you, who else would you be? You know? I mean, narcissism is weird that way, where it's like, narcissism is a weird word for just saying that you're, like, confident in yourself.
Oh, that's why I make fun of it, yeah. Honestly. Like, I'm like, if it's 50% a joke and 50% true,
whoa,
then it's worth talking about.
Because, yeah, if it's 50-50, then there is no right answer.
Exactly. Well, there isn't ever. I don't believe in rights and wrongs.
Oh, wow. That's true. You're right. You're right about that.
Well, that's counteractive on my statement there, but whatever.
Well, if we go into another portal, it'll be true.
Oh, true. Do we just enter a new dimension?
Oh, I think every second is a new dimension, man.
Pretty
and just like
much.
It's the illusion that, like, everything has the same paint, that we're all the same people. It's really not true.
No.
Right? Same paint, different same things, new paint is what I mean to say.
Same person, different experiences and different portals, different opportunity.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, you change a little bit, but you're still, like, I feel like everyone's still who they are at their core.
The soul.
Yeah,
that's
their
it,
soul and core. But, like, depending on, like, where you are in different areas, you might experience and take on different things.
Yeah, you would need, like, full-on amnesia to have, like, start anew completely.
I've learned this recently in my life about age, and when you said, like, your soul, that reminded me, because, like, I've been a person to say, like, age doesn't matter, because, like, I get along with people that are much older than me. Mm-hmm. And a really good friend of mine, she was telling me, like, it doesn't matter, but experience does, and, like, what you do with that experience. And, like, you'd think that people with more experience would, like, reflect on their experiences and grow from it, but that just is not the case, honestly. Not at all. Some people just want to keep, like, living the same little loop portal over and over again. Like, have you ever played the game Portal?
I have a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, you like.
Do you have?
You put different portals. It's like a puzzle game. So you put different portals on the wall or on the floor, and you like jump through them, and you like go to the different places that you put the portals. And some people are just like in. You can do this like game hack where you put a portal like on the floor and then on the ceiling, where you're just falling continuously
over and over
into the same
video
portals.
Game.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I was like, this is a board game.
No,
this doesn't make any sense.
Okay. 2019. Come on.
Video games. Well,
when you get the board game, it just comes with the portal gun.
Yeah.
And you can play the whole thing at home.
Like, wow, Jumanji.
That's the future version.
Okay, I'm sure someone's gonna take our idea right now. It's fine.
We'll
whatever.
Get there. We'll sue them. Don't worry.
You're screenwriting. You should know.
We'll when we get the portal gun, we'll go back in time and then reinvent it before they do.
And get what's his name?
So back to the or what about the game?
Never mind. Just scratch that.
We went down a different portal.
Totally.
We went too far down that portal.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I feel that there were some people they're just in a time loop.
Yeah.
And they're just repeating the same pattern. And so, the illusion is that they're different, but they're not. They've been the same person since they were, like, you know, six or seven.
Well,
but they have more, I don't even think it's about experience, because it's like they have more experience, but it just, like, they're using it to build the illusion up.
But it's the same experience over and over again.
Yeah.
Is that really experience? Or is that just like you're stuttering through life? I've always said you can't ever, you can't really go backwards, but you can stutter. You sit there and you're just like,
kind of on like a replay or like, yeah, like what is that? Like on a CD? Like, is that
stutter? It's like skips.
Yeah. You got a little scratch on the disc and you can't get over that little hump.
Well, and I think people are just comfortable. Like they're comfortable in what they're doing every day and they don't like change or they either just don't care or they just don't want experience.
But that's so lonely. I mean, I've seen it. I'm specifically thinking about one person right now that I've seen this happen with, and it's so lonely, and really he's such an angry man. Like you're
boy.
You're comfortable being angry and doing the same thing all the time and being alone.
Hey guys, what do you define as the difference between a man and a boy?
I hate definitions like that.
Well, I mean, I think...
Well, are you doing, like, age range definitions? Or
no,
doing,
I just
like,
mean, like, in terms of, like,
capacity?
You know, men are terrible in general, but, like, boys, you know, boys in men's
boys
disguise.
To men.
Boys to men, yeah.
Boys to men.
Is an awesome band. But besides them, yeah, like, what happens when boys don't... go boys to men, you know, when they stay boy. Yeah,
that's
the stutter,
like
you're talking about
in between the boys and the men's
yeah face. Definitely, like your body is growing, you look like a man.
Like mentality some people is. That are like guys but they're older but they act fun like they're kids boys, so like then is that
there's a right and wrong way to do it. We're like, I know a guy.
I don't believe in right and like, wrongs. There's a right and wrong way to do it. Call out.
Well, every moment needs a different
narrative
balance. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's difficult. Yeah, it's definability is difficult when the definition changes every half second. So yeah, there is no definitive statement about anything almost, but
other than that one.
What was I talking about?
I'm sorry I called you out. And
I was going somewhere really smart sounding, but I lost my way. Well, just like maturity versus like, or like, what is it? It's just like why are people like that, man?
They just, like you said, they're comfortable, but comfortable in discomfort.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to think if I know anyone like that I could ask or...
Right.
But I feel like a lot of people...
I don't
like,
think
I
you
know.
Could ask them. I don't... I really...
They just wouldn't
could.
Know.
They wouldn't care. They
wouldn't
would
care.
Be angry.
Well, I mean, my answer would be, because I still feel like that way sometimes, where, like, I don't think I can really fully call myself a man yet. And so, like, there's definitely some aspects to my mentality that I need to, like... clean up
always
and bring clarity to.
I was talking to you about this the other day, like I'm never gonna be 100% all the way like there. Like, I'm always going to have stuff to work on, always going to have stuff to clean up. I'm never just going to be done growing or done learning something. I'm always a student, always a teacher. And if I ever did feel like, oh, I made it, I'm here, that's when I know that I'm messing up. Because I will always have something to work on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone's always growing. Mm-hmm. I don't think, like, even I think to the point till you're about to die or get old, or like, you're still like learning and growing and learning things.
Unless you're stuttering, unless you're comfort.
I would hope people that are stuttering are still learning things every day, though, and still, like, maybe they don't want to. I mean, I don't know. I can't.
I think that's the definition of stuttering to me, is that they have opportunity to learn these things and that they just totally turn a blind eye to it because they're more comfortable with what they know and the illusion that they've made for themselves. But also on that same train of thought, we all are living in our own illusions and our own portals and our own manifested realities. So as much as I just said about this type of person, I respect them. They're strong in what they believe. They're doing it for themselves. And who am I to judge what they're doing if they don't want to allow my certain type of growth or knowledge into their portal, into their orb, then that is, I respect that. I'm not going to try to challenge that, but it makes me sad because people are not their potential and I wish they would be.
So how do you get someone that maybe feels like they have potential but doesn't know, because maybe they're just like, maybe I am depressed and don't really like know if I belong here. Like, how do you tell someone maybe that's listening that maybe like thinks they might but they might not, or like what would you advice would you give?
Honestly, I don't even know if I have advice, but it's just lead by example. Like, that's what I would do to speak to this person, is like show them through my actions what could be for them. Because like you said, we all have that core, we all have that soul, and that's relatable universally. So yeah, I don't think there's really any specific like right thing to say to these people other than like, if you see something that is light to you, that is vibrant, and you feel like you can't get it, that's just the darkness in you telling you you can't. And it will always be there. It will always be there telling you that you can't. But you can shut it. The more that you tell it to shut up, the more it will. The more it will. We're creatures of habit. Mm-hmm. So create a habit of being kind to yourself. Mm-hmm. And even though it's like a diet. It's like a spiritual diet, honestly.
It's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
I'm starting my diet tomorrow, guys.
Just start it right now.
Okay. Check.
Check, 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 check.
I'm a bright Swallow and beautiful person. Yeah. I'm worthy of love.
Kind words.
I must internalize these feelings.
Like the whole, like, talk to yourself in the mirror, tell yourself you're beautiful.
Oh my gosh, I knew someone that did that.
That's real. That is so real. And this is like kind of going on a tangent, but it also mixes, whatever. I've said this before, I don't know if I've said it on here, but like my form of like exercise and yoga is posing in a mirror and taking pictures of myself. And is twerking your body, is that a word? Kind of like flexing and positioning your body in certain ways.
I would say pose.
Posing, like,
in a stronger sense.
It's my yoga. You know, some people have to have a mat and a yoga teacher and do breathing exercises. And for me, my yoga is posing for myself in a mirror.
And that's actually funny you say that, because I was actually just reading, it might have been yesterday or maybe, I think it was like last night, I was going through like my emails, and that was one of the articles. It was like this girl stands in front of a mirror and kind of just does poses and like smiles at herself. And like, she was like a bigger lady, but like it like helped her self-confidence. And I've read that multiple times places. Like if you have low self-confidence, like you should just walk around the house in your underwear. Yeah. You should just like
embrace yourself.
Yeah, embrace it. Look in the mirror and just realize like you're beautiful. Yeah. Because like everybody's beautiful.
I just got out of
everybody, buddy.
Everybody, buddy. I just got out of a really intense, strange living situation. Mm-hmm. And I was so clouded by wanting to help this person that did not want to be helped that I stopped doing my ritual of like taking pictures of myself and posing in a mirror. And I can literally see the residual effects of it on my body. And I'm not talking trash about myself. I think I'm beautiful no matter what like the number scale would be. I know that I'm beautiful, but I know that I can do better and that I haven't been being healthy to myself because I was so clouded by trying to take care of this person that didn't want to be taken care of. And
it's interesting how like different people's energies can really affect you like that. And like how stopping something that helps you, like a ritual kind of thing that you do, like you don't really notice how much it's affecting you until you stop and
And then you're able to have that space where you're like, oh wow, I haven't looked in the mirror in like months. What is that thing? Where did this come from? Literally.
They knocked you out of your groove.
Yeah. I knocked myself out of my groove.
Oh,
I allowed the space. Mm. I am a firm believer for myself that nobody can make me do anything. I allow people to either have access to my energy or not have access to it. And that goes for literally anything. People create spaces where I feel certain ways, but it's still my choice to feel things and it's still my choice to be there or not. And that's a privilege and an honor. And I want to give that privilege and honor to other people. Cause it's like protecting yourself with your mind.
Mm-hmm. It helps to have a force field.
What's your surprise?
My surprise?
Yeah.
We have a surprise.
I have a late breaking news story for you guys.
Oh goodness.
All right. This just in November 30th, 1954 in Oak Grove, Alabama, near Sikalukuga, a meteor fragment struck Ann Elizabeth Fowler Hodges. It crashed through the roof of her farmhouse, bounced off a large wooden console radio, and then hit Hodges while she napped on the couch. She had a large bruise on her body.
Did she turn into a superhero?
From a meteor?
I wish. It's the only recorded confirmation of a human being getting hit by a meteor.
That's insane. I want to know her like lineage. Like who's her like... Who exists from her family now and what are they like? Are they a superhero?
Right. They should be, right?
Right. Like, did anything happen to her? Like, what happened to her?
She's had a really big bruise on her and then, like, she had...
It does sound like something that would come from Marvel.
Yeah, for
yeah,
real.
Yeah, right.
That's how she became Meteor Woman.
Yeah, someone found a fragment and sold it and bought a house and a car. Like, her farmer neighbor... did that.
Oh my god.
And so I don't know, I just was researching. I was like, how many people get hit by meteors a year?
Interesting.
And the answer is like nobody.
No,
but
at all.
So like one person confirmed, and then there was like other like maybe stories of like a monk in like the 1600s getting killed by one. And then there's a story of some kid in the jungle getting hit by one, but it didn't hurt because it got like stopped by the trees above him in the jungle.
So she really didn't hit him.
So she just got a bruise. There was
huge bruise though. It's like
like a burn?
No, it's like a what happened? Because
it bounced off of something.
Yeah, so it went through the roof, which would stop its velocity, and then bounced off like the floor, and then bounced off like a radio, and then flew over and hit her while she was on the couch sleeping.
Oh my God,
so imagine waking up after your nap and you're like, there's just a rock. And just like all of your stuff is destroyed.
And what year did you say this was?
This is 1954.
Wow. And like no access to internet or anything to be like, right. What is this?
Yeah, that would blow up on like social media nowadays.
Yeah.
I was attacked by an alien.
For real.
Yeah.
I'm always
aliens are invading.
By aliens.
Yeah. Hey, Ray. Good. How are you? Can you hear me out there? Can you hear me out there? Cool. Good to see you. Yeah, you look great.
I love that for you guys. God, they got some really cool shoes on too.
It's nice having a radio show in an aquarium.
In a glass box.
Yeah.
I was just telling my friend earlier that I live in a glass box right now.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, just don't throw any stones or meteorites.
Nope.
But yeah, I just thought it was interesting, like in terms of you can't prepare for that.
No. A lot of things you can't prepare for, which I'm starting to learn.
How do you prepare for the unknown, guys?
This is what my advice would be on that is like protect yourself with your mind. Mm-hmm. If you have your I hate this word so much, but boundaries, I like to put it like this. Consider your body and your mind and your soul your house. Mm-hmm. And then your boundaries. I'm doing air quotations right now because I hate that word so much.
Sphere of influence.
It's sphere of influence. It's your fence around mm-hmm. your house. Yeah. And you can have a little latch on your fence to let people in. You can have a little mailbox to let people write you letters. Mm-hmm. But who really deserves and what content deserves to be let into your house?
This is true.
I think this is a Bob Marley quote, maybe not. Oh no, it's a poet and his name's Solomon, I think. Hmm. But he said something about like our spiritual diet. Mm-hmm. When I was talking about earlier, everything that you surround yourself with, everything that you watch, everything that you listen to, you are letting into your house. You're letting it affect your house in some type of way. Mm-hmm. And no matter how clean you keep your house, there's always going to be dust or something that needs cleaning, which is what I was talking about earlier, how there's always going to be something for me to work on. Perfection mm-hmm. will never be reached. But yeah, just being very, very aware of what you let in.
Mm-hmm.
And because you do, I firmly believe that you do have say and jurisdiction over your own mental and your own physical body. And I think that's something that's been taken away from people as a form of control. Like for the government to control us is like people feeling out of control of themselves and their own content.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes total sense. No, I always talk about how the powers that be want people to be they want you at a certain percentage of in control and out of control. They want you in control enough to go to work mm-hmm. and make money to buy things, but they want you out of control enough to not collectively gather together and rise up against things we collectively don't believe in or would like to fight against, or general evilness.
Yeah, and to me, like, all of that stems around money.
Money and power.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you have money, you have power.
They go hand in hand. Right. Yep.
You have power over people, yeah.
And that's why I look at money as opportunity, and I know, like, I can't believe I'm going to say this on the radio. I just know in my heart and my spirit that I am going to be very, very, very fortunate one day and blessed with a lot of money. I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know what it means, but I know it's a fact of my life that I will. And for me, I didn't grow up with money. And so I see money as opportunity, and I want to present other people with opportunities that I didn't have. And yeah, that's why I think I'm going to be the best millionaire ever.
What would you do with money? Like, why is money such a big deal? And it's weird because I feel like, yeah, people fight about money. People like do bad things to each other over money. Like money makes, like, it's just like
even
power,
a small
like,
amount of money.
Yeah, yeah. Like, why is money such a big deal? Like, yes, you need it to like have a house or live or something, but and like
it's
buy
a form
food,
of control.
But like, what else do you really need money for? Like, why is it so important to have more?
Oh, well, even saying that, it's ignorant of me, because you can have any opportunity that you want if you want it bad enough.
Right.
But, ooh, maybe that's my life lesson for the day, is that I'm so knowledgeable about me coming into so much money in the future, but maybe it's not even money at all. It's just opportunity, because I see money as
opportunity. Well, it'll probably be like opportunity, and with that opportunity that you get, money will come. And I think that's how people should view things, is like, you do what you love and you're dedicated to it. And mm-hmm. I think actually someone had told me this once, but yeah, like, you do what you love, and like, and with that along will come money. Mm-hmm. And like, the money part isn't really, it's just like a secondary thing, because you're doing what you love. You're feeling fulfilled with like your life and mm-hmm. your, like, I wanted to say soul, but I don't know if that would be the right word,
yeah,
but just like
you feel fulfilled.
Whole. Yeah. You feel mm-hmm. whole. And then the money is just like, oh, okay, well, now I have money. I can share it, or I can do whatever I'd like with it.
I just, mm-hmm. I truly believe that my purpose here, among many others, is to provide people with the basic essentials of life, which is clean drinking water, a safe place to sleep, and the knowledge that their truths aren't the only truth and that they can make their reality whatever they want. They can point the portal gun and go into whatever portal they want to, as long as they want to.
So how do you do that? What's your next step?
This, talking about it, yeah, openly, yeah, meeting other people with similar ideals, but also meeting other people with complete opposite ideals so that I can expand on my truths and what I'm saying I want for other people. Know that my truths aren't the only truths out there, because what a sad life that is. You know what I mean? Like being stuck in one sort of, that's what we were talking about earlier, that stutter of one truth being the consistent flow or key.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Just got to find a few that work. Build upon that. Or something.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that.
Me too.
I'm looking over at you because you haven't said anything.
Oh, so like, I was in a mode of, I was spacing off, but I also just like, I have a habit of interjecting too much.
I have a habit of
talking. That's how you're supposed to do in radio. Well, you're all supposed to be like, blah, blah, yeah, blah, blah. No, I want.
All right. I'll do that more. I'll just constantly jump in and interrupt you then.
I mean, not too extreme. It was like, yeah.
But no, I just do this. This is something where it's like I get too excited when I'm with other people, and I'll sometimes just like, they'll be telling a story and I will like end the story for them because I know where it's going already. And so like,
oh my God, I'm going to cut you off right there because
I've had
so many conversations with you, very intellectual, deep conversations, and you have not once done that.
Hey, that's not true.
Or at least when you do it, it's graceful and it doesn't feel like it's intrusive or cutting me off. So you got a good thing going. I wouldn't stop doing what you're doing.
Right.
Actually, do more of it. I challenge you.
Yeah, whatever you think you should stop doing, always do more.
Yeah,
well, maybe not.
Face. Well,
to think about that.
I know what you're talking about.
Face fear in the face.
Slap it up some. Yeah. I mean, I should just stop getting down to myself for silly stuff, like, because I'm just who I am.
Honestly, and like, nobody else can do that.
Nobody about. Really. It's a small thing that I will be forgiven for.
I don't think so.
Because I don't need forgiveness.
For exactly.
It. In the first place. Touché.
En garde.
En garde. Yes.
What other sword terms do we know?
Oh, I don't know. I could just start naming swords, but that's all I got.
The next show, we'll talk about swords.
I love that for us. I love that for the show.
Do you have any last advice for anyone that wants to either get together with you to talk about something or just advice in
general?
Hit
me up, dude. This is something that I've been finding.
You got 20 seconds.
Yeah. Recently, people like are afraid to come up to me and also call me Jack or Portal Girl, whatever. But I'm a real person and you can talk to me about anything. And if I can help you, I will. And if I seem pissed off, it's not about you. It's about me.
We'll put all of our info up on the website blog. So if you want to get into contact with Jack Portal Girl, you can.
Hit me up, baby.
Thanks for listening to River West Radio. This is Life is Awkward. We will leave you with some music.
I don't bite unless you're into that.
Mm-hmm. And a what?
Quote.
Oh, and a quote? There once was a man from Nantucket. Actually, there was more than one.
Take this bread and